This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You couldn't come out of the last hour and not feel like a champ listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You just couldn't do it because I gave you all the reasons why. Not only did I make the prediction that Donald Trump would blow the doors off of the popular vote in the next election, but I gave you so many reasons why you should have a level of comfort. It should have been one big collective sigh, whew, that you heard if you listened to the show earlier. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Another hour of truth. It's my opinions about stuff, but I'm telling you, folks, based in nothing but pure common sense, unadulterated common sense, unmasked. Yeah, you know, you're breathing full here, not through anything. You're like, you got it all. Yeah, you're getting it all. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. And, of course, we answer all your letters and emails and Twitter messages and all that. As people know, as you do know. For the record, I really wish some of you who have seen my film Bleeding Blue would call us at 844-551-8255 and let us know your thoughts about the film. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Let us know. Because that, I think, is what... I don't want to tell you guys what I think about the film. I want you... I mean, I know it's phenomenal. I do. I've watched that film, what, 50 times? And when we'll have a big party again and watch it again with some friends. And you know what? I can't wait to watch it again. Because I love the reaction that people that go, wow, Kevin, I had no idea you guys were this good at this craft. See, I've never thought Hollywood was that big of a deal. I get it. They got all the special effects, and we can't do all that. I mean, I could pay people to do it, and if I have a big enough budget. But this film's amazing on so many levels. So I'm glad you guys are here, and I hope you will go check out the film. And let us know your thoughts at 844-551-8255. But I want to talk about something this hour. Remember that panicky feeling you had? When people would talk about toilet paper, and you were like, toilet paper? What? They're hoarding toilet paper? This is crazy. And then suddenly you realize that when you couldn't get it, you know, after a while you couldn't get it, and your stock was starting to go down, you went, oh, I got to go get some toilet paper. Because I remember that feeling. Because I was like, man, people are hoarding toilet paper. This is silly, crazy stuff up in here. What's going on? And then suddenly I was like, uh-oh, we're down to 6 rolls, you know, or something. And you really start to think about it. Well, if you do remember that panicky feeling, understand it is nothing in comparison to if you cannot find a cop. Yeah. Let's put it in perspective. Toilet paper protection. Yeah. Police officers under fire, which is why we made the film Bleeding Blue. A friend of mine tweeted this. At the store today, there was an X on the floor marking where I was supposed to stand. I've seen Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons, and I wasn't going to fall for that one. I thought that might just very well be the tweet of the day. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot to talk about today. Joe Biden is in the news. Joe Biden, the racist. And he is a racist, I can guarantee you. Joe Biden is the worst form of racist because Joe Biden doesn't realize just how silly he is and how racist he is and the things that he says and does. That's what makes Joe Biden the worst kind of racist. So we will be exploring Joe Biden and also the campaign and some other things as well. Had a run-in. I talked about the mask stuff that's going on. I saw a video of two guys sitting out having a burrito outside of like a coffee shop or something, and a girl comes up, she and her boyfriend, her metrosexual boyfriend, and these guys don't have masks on, I mean, it's in Manhattan Beach, California. These two young people walking with masks in public. These two guys were sitting minding their own business, didn't have masks. Girl gets so mad she throws hot coffee in the face of one of the guys. Her boyfriend or whatever he was decides he's going to get into the fray. So the dude gets up, chases the boyfriend down. He starts running, punches him, bloodies his nose. And then the couple, the heterosexual couple, I don't know if these guys just appear to be friends. As far as I know, I don't know what they were. Well, you know, they just look like dudes hanging out together. But you never know these days, right? But the girl and the guy, the girl threw the coffee in the guy's face, they start calling the cops. And the guy's going, you can't throw hot coffee in somebody's face and expect that they're going to get arrested. You're the one that's going to get arrested for assault. Don't know how the video turned out, but it definitely reminded me that we are in the midst of mask wars. And get this. The state of California has now upped the ante. I told you, D.C., it's a $1,000 fine if you're caught not wearing your mask. D.C., now, that's in D.C. and New York, $10,000 if the travelers don't pay attention to the so-called mandates. So they've got checkpoints in New York, and you have to be wearing a mask and all this, and it's $10,000. And as I've said before, it's an arbitrary price. It's a way for these guys to make money for nothing. You're going to get more and more evidence to show that this mask stuff is ridiculous. Melissa and I went to a fabric store the other day, and I got this mesh material that's easily breathable. And I asked her, I said, will you make some masks that just really thwart the whole concept of this? So she's made me some masks that have, I mean, literally, they don't obstruct your breathing at all. And I said, that's what I'm going to wear on an airplane. I'm going to wear a mask that is easily, the air goes in and out, and they say, you got to wear a mask. I'm going to say, I'm wearing my mask. And they're going to come up, and you know what they're going to say? Because this is leading me to another thing. They're going to say, but that mask you can breathe freely through. Okay, so what about the mask you have? Is it an N95 mask, or is it one that you can breathe through? Because let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. There's going to be a mask mandate of a type of mask that is approved by the CDC or the WHO, and all the masks that you bought, they're going to trash them and tell you you got to wear a different specific kind of mask. Just telling you where all this stuff is headed. But don't worry, you're winning. Portland's mayor finally admitted, says when you commit an arson in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are demonstrating that you are attempting to commit murder. Finally, these people are starting to admit it. This is where we are. We're starting to win. Racist Biden will be coming back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The man who bucked the system, Donald Trump. A man that needs to be reimagined, a man that needs to be reexamined, because you know what? You changed a lot of stuff about Trump, what you thought about him then versus what you think about him now. And it's still evolving. But the good news is it's evolving positively in his favor, because you realize a lot more. You know now what you didn't know before. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Trump is the first modern era human candidate since Ronald Reagan. Almost every other president has been a fraud, maybe with the exception of Gerald Ford, because Gerald Ford took over for Nixon, and your VP is kind of a nothing guy. He's just to bring a state. In this case, I think Ford's from Michigan. And Nixon needed the battleground state of Michigan, so he picked Ford. He didn't have any affinity for the man. But all these other presidents were the creations of powerful people, bought and sold. George Bush bought and sold. Bill Clinton, one of the biggest establishment, you know, bought and sold by special interests. Now, as it turned out, Bill Clinton did a good job because he had people that weren't bought and sold as much with Newt Gingrich and team. And when they did Contract for America, they kept that dude in check. Barack Obama, the biggest bought and sold candidate in the history of the Republic, bar none. George Bush's, both of them, HW and W, bought and sold. We can look at it now and, you know, I wasn't following politics that close, but I can certainly go back and look in retrospect and go, man, waste of space. People can, look, I don't have anything against them. I think they are a nice family. I like that HW had sons that followed in his footsteps and that they doted on their father and their mother. I love the family angle of the Bushes, but I don't idolize them. And I certainly know that they screw things up. Donald Trump is not bought and sold. You cannot buy and sell him. He is willing to sacrifice his fortune, which is what the founding fathers said we were supposed to do. Lord knows I did it first. Whew, it was ugly. No, it was fugly. Over the decades, folks, we had learned to accept that politicians are liars, they're cheaters, they're tools of the special interest. We pretty much figured out that, look, it's going to be the lesser of the two evils. We also figured out, most of us, that Democrats and Republicans played together. They played a game, okay, you be in charge for a little while they promoted the singular interests of the elites who got them elected, the guys that were the big money guys behind the scenes. And we pretended not to know what was behind the curtain, but we knew. We knew what was behind there. And it really never mattered who was in office. Because America, over the last multiple decades, has been steadfastly marching like onward little secular soldiers into Marxism, into socialism, and ultimately into communism. Now, some of these things aren't as bad as you think. I'm okay with socialism for certain things. I'm okay with certain areas where we say, look, for the public good, let's put in an education system, if it works. I'm okay for the communism that says we all agree that we need a way to get around. So let's put some money in the roads. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? We all agree we need some sort of a system that allows us to fly, to move about the country by plane as well. So we'll regulate the airways and have an FAA, et cetera. There are certain things we say, yeah, we can have communal respect for one another and obey certain rules that in a plane, for example, you can't do bomb scares and you can't do certain things you could do elsewhere. We all get that. But what we never were willing to give up is our freedom, our individual freedoms, the freedoms that people are taking away because they go, well, you're not intersectional enough, Kevin. You don't enough that you don't have the experience of a white, of a woman. You don't have the experience of a gay person. You don't have this. So you don't have enough intersections. And I was listening to Jordan Peterson talk about this. And he says, if you bring enough intersections in the things that separate us and make us into special interests, what you end up with is individuals. That's the funny thing about intersectionality is it gives power back to the individual. Because, yeah, you can lump me into Kevin's black, and he was poor, and, you know, maybe he was less educated or whatever, but as you get into education, how do we do that? There's multiple sections there. We get into opportunity. There's multiple sections there. And by the time you break it down, nobody, statistically, on earth or dead, could ever have been the same individual. And you know what that means? Exactly that. We are all individuals. We don't need diversity, equity, and inclusion because we're all different. There is no group. There is no tribe. The only tribe there is the human tribe. Trump. We get a candidate who's real. And what does the media do? They say he's boorish. He's uncouth. He's vulgar. He's unpresidential. And they gave us a host of unflattering adjectives and descriptions, if you will, of Donald Trump. And very few people of us that were looking at him or were evaluating him stopped to ask ourselves a very simple question. How could such a man achieve so much? I mean, with all those descriptors, he's unhinged. How did he get to where he got? And I'd like to go back and look at the things that, what did I miss? You know, it's like a boyfriend that, you know, that everybody's going, why were you with him? And you go, let me reflect back and see if I saw signs that he was going to be abusive. And as you went back and you reflected, you went, does he possess any good qualities? Because to achieve so much and become so iconic, one would certainly believe that Donald Trump has to show some decency, right? I mean, I went out and looked and I found out, boy, Donald Trump doesn't just donate to Democrats like somebody told me. He donates actually more to Republicans. Shocker. Donald Trump saw a project going on that the city of New York was doing, and he was watching them fiddle around with it, and he says, look, give me the budget, I'll do it on time and whatever, and we'll write a contract for it, and he did it. It was a skating rink or something. Donald Trump let some poor lady, I don't know if it's true or not, you can look it up, but he supposedly let some poor black lady live in Trump Tower when she had nowhere to go. I know he gave Jennifer Hudson's family a place to live in Trump Tower when her family members were killed. I know that's true. What else? What else do we not know about Trump? I heard a dude stopped to fix a flat on his limo when Donald Trump was late to something, and a guy pulled over and helped him fix the flat. And he paid for the guy's the kid's education or something like that. I know he bailed Marine Tamarisi out of Mexican jail. They gave him money after he got out of the Mexican jail to get him a house or something. I know those stories are real. So, where's he an ogre? I look back at him, he had pictures with so many powerful people. He was a billionaire socialite with no seriously bad flaws. He appears to be well-liked prior to becoming president. People sought him out. They sought out his money. They sought out his endorsements. They sought out his partnership. They sought out his friendship. They sought him out as a love partner. Seemed like he had some decency. Why would people want to take all these pictures with him? Then he did the unthinkable. He challenged the political elites, and that's where we are. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is expected to be a Category 4 storm when it reaches Texas and Louisiana tonight. It will bring a catastrophic storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's it's scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Two protesters were fatally shot and at least one was injured in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, as riots and civil unrest continued for a third night over the Sunday police shooting of Jacob Black, a black man who has since been paralyzed and left fighting for his life. The governor in Wisconsin declaring a state of emergency. This is USA Radio News. Fires are continuing to burn in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires.
Actress Bette Midler is facing backlash for mocking First Lady Melania Trump's accent. Some are saying Midler is being xenophobic by tweeting that Melania Trump still can't speak English and get that illegal alien off the stage. The First Lady closed the second night of the Republican National Convention, speaking from the Rose Garden at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
5-year-old Cannon Hinnant, no longer here, but still leaving an impact. The community calling for an end to violence against children in his honor at this event organized by some of his family.
Really, everybody just wants answers, you know, for why this was done.
The boy's uncle says Cannon was outside with his siblings playing on his bike when he was shot and killed by this man, Darius Sessoms. He's now booked on a murder charge with no bond following a day-long manhunt.
Play that clip is just a reminder of the world that Democrats have set up. This little boy was outside playing, a black dude walked up to him, shot him right in his head in cold blood, and the family knew who he was. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about Donald Trump, a man who wants to stop this senseless nonsense and is hopefully going to be able to do it. I know he's going to get reelected, but I'm saying I hope he really does address this stuff. I think the Democrats have pretty much emptied the gun. But I've been talking about Donald Trump in the sense of reimagining him, that you've probably done it. I want you to know that other people are currently doing it. I played a clip of a black man who said, I left the Democratic Party in 2011. He's probably going to cast his vote for Donald Trump. Many people are feeling this way. Many. Donald Trump. Man that is so accomplished, you got to ask yourself, again, I'm not. You never know people. You don't know them. You can only sort of. If you get good at it, you can sort of gauge how people are. And I'm good at it. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. Not Dr. Feel Good, like, you know, like the song by Aretha Franklin. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. So those of you don't get too confused with the Negro dialect that I'm speaking. But I'm really good at it. Because I had to be in my previous career. I looked at people to make sure that the deal was going to go down. We're not talking about a $1,000 sale. We're talking about millions of dollars in play. And I wanted to know I wasn't wasting my time. So anyway, you get good at judging people. And I'm looking at Trump and I'm going, look, I get it. He's a blue-collar dude who's a billionaire. But isn't that what we ask of our billionaires? We don't want snobs. I told you guys I did an interview with Victor Davis Hanson, and Victor said, I couldn't stand the white elitists. He said, I couldn't stand them. I was a farm kid that went to Stanford. I couldn't stand these guys. They looked down on me. I wasn't a trust fund baby. I wasn't a child of a financier or a banker. I was a trust fund. You know, I was a farmer kid. And that's what they do. These elitists, they look down on us. Everything that they do is a show of their disdain for us. And they can't stand Trump for that reason. So I said, reimagine Trump. And I want you to do that. I want you to go with me here. I want you to imagine for just a second if Obama and Trump switched past. Donald Trump took on Obama's and Obama took on Trump's. All right? And Trump was a dope-smoking, cocaine-snorting piker whose mother had a reputation as a tramp. I could stop there. We could have an analysis of just that. How would they treat that? They would treat this man as white, totaled white trash. Donald Trump senior, his father, not senior, but because he's not senior, but his father, even though he was a very wealthy man, he was considered a blue collar. The elites looked down on Donald Trump's money. That's why Donald Trump was so down to earth. Is because he was like, I'm one of these guys. I'm one of the guys that built New York, that built Chicago, that built these big cities. I'm not an elitist. But I want you to imagine if Trump left Columbia and mysteriously got into Harvard and then wouldn't reveal his grades, what would the media and other leftists say of him? Would they say, his daddy got him in there? Because I've never heard anybody talk very much about how Barack Obama pretty much dropped out of Columbia or transferred into Harvard, won't show his grades, so we don't know how good he was. And on the subject of fathers, imagine if Donald Trump's father abandoned him. Would they create a fake life for the man and glorify his past as a goat herder turned Ivy League PhD? Or would they go, yeah, there's that white trash Donald Trump and his daddy who left him because he wasn't worth it or whatever? You tell me. I'm not trying to put anything. I'm not putting this in your own head. I'm asking you a question because I think that would be one of the options. I don't think they would be looking at Donald Trump as some rags to riches thing where his daddy himself rose to prominence because he was a former goat herder who went on to get his PhD from Harvard. Donald Trump's father did a lot better, as did Donald Trump. And what if Donald Trump, while at Harvard, got appointed president of law review on a technicality? Would they say his daddy made a donation? That's how he got the law review. Because you know how Barack Obama got law review? Barack Obama got law review because he got him to change the rules where he didn't have to be the top student. So he became president of law review. Read his work, the little bit they will let you that's published, and you tell me if he should have been president of Harvard Law Review. Tell me if after graduating from Harvard and you're the president of Law Review, if Donald Trump only got one job offer, and that job was to go to work for a man who's now serving time in prison for fraud, would Donald Trump be looked at differently? We're playing games here, folks. Thought exercise on what if the two switched. Donald Trump and Barack Obama. You're listening to Kevin Jackson right now, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Now let's examine Obama as Trump. Barack Obama, a graduate from Wharton who published his grades. Barack Obama's doting father then provides his son with a loan. Barack Obama, the teetotaler who never did drugs, who took this loan from his father and built a multi-billion dollar business or multi-billion dollar business. What would they say? What would they say of Barack Obama's father? A black man who hung around and who invested in his son to such a degree because he trusted him. He was so trustworthy. And then that son took the money and became a multi-billionaire and built a brand. A brand that was known for quality and excellence all over the world. And then Barack Obama parlayed that business into a whole other thing in Hollywood, a reality show built around his career. His iconic phrase, you're fired. He's decisive. He's running multiple companies. They trust him so much that they gave him a show where he shows people how to run business, how you make the tough decisions, and on and on. How would they glamorize and glorify Barack Obama if he had Donald Trump's background? And what would they do with Trump if he had Barack Obama's background? How would they view his mother? How would they view his father? How would they view him? How would they view some of the circumstances that Barack Obama put himself in versus Trump? Do you think they would be as difficult on Barack Obama if he had divorces or if he had some bankruptcies but he still had to make his businesses, you know, survive? How do you think they would have done? How do you think the historians would have reported that about him? Just for the record, if Barack Obama had Trump's history and background, many of you did vote for that clown, but many of us would have said, you know what? This is a guy that's proven he's ready. Everything he's done. What if Barack Obama had done these interviews with Rona Barrett and these interviews with Larry King where he talked about the financial condition of America and how we were taken advantage of and how if he were in office, he would change things. He would stop people from taking advantage of us. What about that? Just a thought exercise, folks. Easy to do. I'm not giving you any answers. I'm just asking you some questions. I wonder how things would be different. Well, I think you know. I think you know that you switch anything we're talking about here. You switch Russian collusion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. You switch the Ukrainian coercion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. That impeachment would never happen. None of that stuff would happen. But the Democrats who know, who can, if you, as I say, apply Donald Trump's past to Barack Obama, that's how the Democrats should be treating this president. Ask yourself, what if Barack Obama says, not only am I going to divest of everything that has any sense of propriety, impropriety, and then, you know, I don't want any conflicts. I'm divesting of all business. And oh, by the way, I'm going to give my salary away. I don't want any money from the government. What do you think people would say about Barack Obama then? Do you think they'd ridicule him? Talk about how little it was? Do you think they'd still be looking for his taxes? I could go on. I could play this game all day. Because I think you know what I'm talking about. The double standard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A tweet caught my attention, and here's how it read. At one point, I even recall telling Halper, that taking Flynn out would be like beheading Trump's team. I had no idea that I had been unintentionally aiding a spy preparing the guillotine and helping lead Flynn to exactly such a beheading. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Spygate and this whole Senate hearing thing, which, by the way, this is just a touch. And this is why I get after Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, there's so many people that are ready to be witnesses. I don't understand why the Senate isn't calling these folks. Now, he alluded that they're going to continue calling him, but I would like to see this thing moving along. So guess what's happening now? The inside scoop is it's happening right in front of our eyes on how the Democrats targeted the Trump campaign and specifically Mike Flynn. And the thing that should concern the Democrats is it's now front and center. And this article was written by a guy who worked for one of the co-conspirators. His name is Stephen Schrage. And I swear, you've got to read this article. Now, it's you have to be building a timeline and putting the names in things. It's like reading Harry Potter or figuring out Harry Potter because it's quite complicated with the people. But there are four people that were part of the takedown of Flynn, and he describes how it happened. And I can only imagine how much information John Durham has gotten because of this guy. I mean, it's unbelievable. The FBI uses sometimes some scurrilous tactics to get people to talk. And Comey's team did this when they set people up and set these perjury traps and things like this. Durham can do it for the side of righteousness, for the side of good. And I think people that understand how the FBI works and the inner workings of these folks, they are getting it. You talk about a treasure trove of information. Now, I want to play this clip of this guy, Schrage. He did an interview with Maria Bartiromo. And this it's mind-blowing what he had to say. So here, I'm not going to play the whole thing because I think it's 4 minutes. But the relevant parts maybe are within a couple of minutes. But just listen to him. You'll see what I'm talking about.
The key part, and I think the real smoking gun in all this, is, you know, all these tentacles lead back to this small group, including Stefan Halper at the center of Spygate, Christopher Steele at the center of Russiagate, Stefan Halper's FBI handler. None of the Senate has subpoenaed these or called these people to talk in 4 years. I think that's the real smoking gun. How are these people being protected, and how are we at a point so close to the election, and with Flynn's hearing coming up, that no one has called these people and gotten to the bottom of this? And, you know, the information I provide provides a lot of troubling aspects of this.
So let's talk about that, because you actually recorded Stefan Halper. He was aware that you recorded him because you used to do recordings. But this is on January 10th, 2017, 2 days before there was a leak in the Washington Post that General Flynn was going to be investigated about the Logan Act. And you recorded Stefan Halper talking about Flynn. Let's roll that recording right now.
If you go to the NSC, you have to consider very carefully if you feel it's appropriate for you to work for Flynn. I don't think Flynn's going to be around long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my guess. But,
right.
The way these things work, you inevitably find yourself at odds with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, you always do.
Yeah.
Probably lots of people.
Right.
And when your opponents, some call them enemies, but when people are looking for ways of exerting pressure, they go to people that they know you're at odds with.
Right, right.
And that's how it builds, and then eventually you get squeezed pretty hard.
And that was my kind of lesson.
But Flynn's reaction to that is to blow up, get angry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really
Yeah.
But that is his reaction.
Right.
That's why he's so ensued.
So what do you think was going on here, Stephen? Do you think Halper was working for the FBI or the CIA and getting paid by the Office of Net Assessment to dirty up Flynn and dirty up Trump campaign officials? How did he know Flynn was about to blow up 2 days before it was in the Washington Post?
Right, and some of this is things that I believe based on interacting with him for a long time, but they are beliefs. It was very odd because I had told him extensively that, you know, Flynn was incredibly close with President Trump. At the time, as it's been reported, the FBI was about ready to pull its investigation on January 4th before the Oval Office meeting was met where the Logan Act and Flynn was discussed. So I don't think he had any independent reason to expect that this would happen to Flynn. He had also bragged to me and talked to others that that David Ignatius was one of his big press media contacts. So, again, it seems something that really needs to be investigated. One of his students was also working with Ignatius at the Post, Bob Robert Costa. So the fact that this has not been investigated, that no one has called them to testify and looked at this, I think is as shocking as what's happened.
Well, what about you? I mean, you told me you spoke with John Durham. Somebody else told me that they thought you were disseminating the dossier. Are you involved in this?
No, I had no idea at all. I mean, this has really upended my life. I was actually about to fly out for my wedding when the stories broke that, you know, my PhD supervisor for a long time was this FBI spy known as the Walrus. And since that time, I've tried to uncover that. I've worked with, investigators to try to do this. But with this Flynn information I discovered a few weeks ago, and the fact that these investigations have not moved so far, I felt I needed to come forward before the Flynn hearing. And frankly, the fact that some people have been spreading rumors about other people leaking it, I think there were quite a few Republicans involved in leaking this that I found out through these different processes that have not been revealed. So I think there's a lot of people trying to cover the tracks of what happened to start this thing, and I think that's why it's so critical that we get to the bottom of it.
Wow. Just wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't even know what to say. So many other people. Republicans involved? Does that shock you at all? The Rhino crowd? I mean, this is a John McCain connection. Remember this? John McCain and his staffers? What a turncoat traitor that guy is. We've been talking about getting to the bottom of this for some time, and I know there are a lot of people who still say to me, Kevin, when's this thing going to come? Look, I don't know how much closer we can get to it, but here's what I will tell you. My spidey sense is telling me the president knows a lot more than he's letting on. I think that's why he's starting to make bolder moves to push the Democrats into some corners and keep making them come out of themselves. I think that this August surprise is what I call his executive orders. It sort of takes the wind out of the sails of the Democrats and makes them act even more like sprayed roaches is only the first salvo of what he's going to do to them. I think the October surprise will be Durham doing indictments and all that. I can't imagine, because we're now, firmly into August. We've got September coming up. We have the first public acknowledgement of all of the stuff that we've known has gone on. We're just waiting for somebody to connect the dots and make it irrefutable. I think more people like Schrage are talking to Durham, which has to upset the Democrats because, as I said, a scandal of this level, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. There's just too many moving parts. And here's a guy that says, look, I'm only going to talk to you about the four low-level kind of people that I know were involved. What do you think you're going to find when you start subpoenaing their records, phone calls and email and transcripts and what have you? What do you think you're going to find there? I mean, just his connecting the dots of the people that were related to the Washington Post and how they were putting things in there. I mean, I see what's taking Durham so long. I really do. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Glad you guys are with me. Look, we all want to see this thing get resolved. We want to see this dual system of justice get upended. Now, I want you to understand the Democrats know that the dual system of justice exists for the elite. Now they're trying to make it for the people at the bottom because they want to make sure that we keep our eyes off the ball. There's no way. You know what we've learned how to do? We've learned how to watch multiple balls. They're not going to fool us this time. This guy, he's written an article. Forget about the Bartiromo interview. He wrote an article that says, I will be updating this so you can connect the dots, because I'm going to make sure you know I had nothing to do with it, and I'm going to make sure you understand why I decided to do what I'm doing before they start trying to do some sort of a misinformation campaign on me. This guy has just lit the fuse, folks. We ask who would be what would be the catalyst. I think we just heard him. Remember the name Stephen Schrage, and remember him as the good guy. Got to leave it there.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.